And Israel is awesome. I don't care what anybody says about it. Of course, there's no perfect place in the world, but if you're in the Middle East, where would you rather be? I'm Josh Peck of Josh Peck Disclosure, of course, here on YouTube and joshpeckdisclosure.com. If you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, check out all the free materials, and if you could click on the donate link, help me out because it helps you out as well. It helps the community out. And we can get some awesome stuff going with that. It is a big help. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let's fight back against Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Google, who want to suppress Christians and conservative views. Let's fight back against them, and with your help, I can do that. So that's what I'm trying to do. And if you can't donate money, that's okay. You can donate your time by sharing this video with all your friends and family and getting a conversation going. That is the most important thing about all this. Israel actually proves the NRA's arguments, believe it or not. Because of all these mass shootings and things, we always hear that, like, oh, well, the Republicans are in the back pocket of the NRA, and so they're not gonna do any. It's just baloney. There's nothing real about that. It's easily debunked. But Israel's own gun policy is actually living proof that the arguments the American gun lobby has been making for years is accurate. So, in light of this horrific shooting in Florida, which, I did a video on this a couple of days ago, it's reignited, as it always does, the gun rights debate in the United States over the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was adopted in 1791, which states the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, in the past, proponents of limiting civilian access to firearms have extolled Israel as having the proper approach to limiting mass shootings, pointing to the numerous legal hoops Israelis must jump through in order to be granted a gun license. And actually, we've got a lot of hoops of our own here in the U.S. But here's a quote from the Public Radio International from November. It said, "In Israel, gun ownership is a privilege rather than a right. There is no such thing as a right to bear arms in Israel." The Huffington Post even preached after the 2016 shooting in an Orlando nightclub that left 50 dead. The same thing. Newsweek praised Israel for obligating its citizens to show genuine cause to carry a firearm, such as self-defense or hunting. So the message is clear. Israel has the right approach to curtailing access to firearms, and the United States would be well advised to tread the same path. But here's the funny thing. In reality, Israel's gun policy is actually living proof of the arguments that the American gun lobby has been making for years. So gun rights advocates contend that the way to stop mass shootings is by ensuring that there are always well-armed citizens present who can neutralize the shooter. I've been saying this for a while, even on this channel, there's a lot of resources there. Now, as the NRA chairman Wayne Lapierre always says, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. The bedrock of the NRA's philosophy is that criminals will always acquire guns illegally, and draconian gun laws only render law-abiding citizens defenseless. You're only harming the law-abiding citizens with these ridiculous gun regulations and everything. So that brings us to Israel. When the knife intifada erupted in September of 2015, the Israeli government's response was to ease the process for civilian populace to obtain weapons. And after a really bloody Jerusalem shooting attack that killed four, then Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan drastically changed the gun laws in order to significantly raise the number of armed civilians on the streets. And instantly, graduates of Special Forces units and IDF officers with the rank of lieutenant and above were permitted to purchase guns at their will. And security guards were allowed to bring their guns home after work. And the minimum age for a license was reduced from 21 down to 18. So Erdan explained that, and here's a quote, "Civilians well trained in the use of weapons provide reinforcement in the struggle against terrorism." Now, while Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat called for every resident to carry a gun and was even photographed traveling the city carrying a Glock 23. Now, in addition, The overwhelming majority of terror attacks in Israel are stopped by armed civilians, not law enforcement. So, for example, the terrorists in the 2016 Sarona Market attack were stopped by armed passersby. A pistol-carrying tour guide put an end to the 2017 ramming attack in Arnona that left four soldiers dead. In Israeli eyes, guns are a valuable deterrent against terrorism. In fact, terrorists have told the Shin Bet Internal Security Service that they often target Haredi Jews due to the high likelihood that they are unarmed. And I just talked about this a couple of days ago. These mass shooters, these murderers are cowards. They don't want to be killed the way that they're killing everybody else. So they're going to go where they believe that people are unarmed. They're going to go into the gun-free zones, you know, the safety zones and everything. So gun control supporters would answer that the mandatory military service that every Israeli undergoes justifies the trust Israel has of its citizens. However, this argument actually doesn't really hold water because the vast majority of IDF soldiers aren't combat soldiers and are certified as O2 riflemen. To be O2 requires one to shoot between 40 and 70 bullets, so the pistol course needed to obtain a license takes less than 4 hours. It really is a far cry from the highly trained population that the left imagines this to be. So gun control has been proven to be a dismal failure in Israel. The Israeli Arab communities are rife with illegal weapons, and some police estimate putting the number of unlicensed weapons in the Arab sector as high as 500,000. So think about that for a second. That's 500,000, the most heavily guarded borders in the world, and a highly professional Shin Bet are still not enough to prevent criminals from obtaining illegal firearms. So when terrorists attacked a school in Meilat in 1974, Israel didn't declare every school a gun-free zone. It actually passed a law mandating that armed security in schools should be present, providing weapons training to teachers, and today actually runs frequent active shooter drills. So there have been only two school shootings since then, and both have ended with teachers killing the terrorists. So it's an approach that Americans really should take to end the constant slaughter of innocents. We have a proven model here in Israel, and we should obtain that here in our country to just stop this scourge of cowardly mass shootings that just keep occurring in our country. We can do better. Again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Also, leave a comment. I want to know what you think about gun control laws and about mass shootings. And, do you think Israel is a good representation of what we could have in this country? Or do you think that would be disastrous for some reason? I'm interested to know. Leave a comment. Also, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Click on the donate button if you can. And if you can't, that's okay. You can pray for us. That would be great. Or share this video with your friends, or you can do the trifecta. You can donate financially, you can share this video with your friends and family, and you can pray for us. Not necessarily in that order, but that would be great. So all that being said, I'd like to just thank all of you for sticking with us and watching these videos. And until next time, take care and God bless.